Session 60, June 8, 1964. Reading from the early sessions, Book 2 of the Seth material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, I do not intend to give you any reincarnational information this evening, as I did run into some distortions the other evening, and you probably know it by now. Nevertheless, I will clear them up later, and without a few distortions, you would not have received this material to begin with. Nor really is Rupert to be blamed for the distortions, since the method in which we are involved is somewhat subject to distortions of personal material. The distortions can be cleared, however. The general material is very seldom blocked or distorted. I feel perhaps I should apologize to Rupert for pushing more through than he was willing to receive. And with this for now, I will let the matter rest. And speaking of matter, I am aware that Rupert picked up a book on the nature of matter, which is to the good. You are both expected to keep up intellectually, and I am pleased that you are doing so. Jane laughed. Seth, Rupert will undoubtedly find himself reading books on quite bizarre subjects. I mentioned earlier that these sessions involved a lifetime's work, as long, of course, as you are both willing. The times of sessions may change, adjustments being made for various reasons. You will also receive help sometimes where you least expect it. The work will be published, and Rupert will also use it as a basis for his own writings. I prefer that he keep highly informed. His own interests propel him in this direction, and because of the way in which we are working together, it is advantageous for him to become acquainted with as much knowledge in a number of fields as he is capable of assimilating. If we were using the very deep trance state, then indeed this would not be necessary. But for your own benefits, I prefer as much cooperation on your parts as possible. I'd like to work with an assimilation of knowledge by the whole self. We have much yet to cover about various topics only lightly touched upon so far, including the nature of matter, the process involved in its continual creation and manipulation, and the truly astounding cooperation involved, as all living things contribute their energy to keep the physical universe in any kind of permanent, coherent form. This process is carried out unconsciously, and yet if mankind follows through, then he will become consciously aware of his own part in this continual creation of matter, and he will be able to continue in a much more intelligent manner. I suggest your break. Rob notes, break at 9:28. Jane was fully dissociated. By the time break arrived, her delivery had become quite slow and deliberate. With many pauses between words or phrases, she gave the impression of searching carefully for just the right word. She resumed in the same manner. Indeed, her delivery became even slower and more careful and deliberate, so that at times she would pace from one end of our living room, where we hold the sessions, to the other end before voicing the next word. Resume at 9:32. Seth, matter is in some ways the basis of your universe. And yet, matter itself is merely energy changed into aspects with certain properties that can, under certain conditions, be perceived by your senses, and that can therefore be manipulated. It is a medium for the manipulation and transformation of psychic energy into aspects that can then be used as building blocks. Yet even the appearance of this physical material, though it seems more or less permanent by its nature, is not permanent, and is only cohesive enough to give the appearance of relative permanence to the senses that perceive it. In itself, matter is not continuous. What you perceive as a change or growth in a living physical structure is not change or growth as you conceive it. The physical properties of matter are not continuous, in that a particular given tree or rock is not at all the same tree or rock physically today that it was yesterday. Nor will it be the same tomorrow. The chair upon which you sit this evening is not the same chair, physically speaking, that it was last evening. Rob notes. By now, Jane's delivery was even slower. Her apparent search for each word, just the right word, continued. She spoke with much emphasis, so much so that I thought her voice already was showing signs of strain. Seth, matter is continually created, but no particular physical object is in itself continuous. Change in a particular physical object is not change as you conceive it. There is not, for example, one particular physical object that deteriorates with age. There are instead continuous. For now, I will say continuous creations of psychic matter into a physical pattern that appears to hold a more or less rigid appearance. This appearance appears, that is, this physical object appears to change and to age, but the material does neither. It does not exist long enough to do either, for one thing. There is an infinite number, or series, of creations of matter. The ability of the individual creator of any particular physical form to use psychic energy to control and manipulate causes the outer appearance of deterioration and aging of matter. Matter itself does not age or deteriorate. This may throw you, but I will prove my case. I will also prove it even insofar as the so-called aging of rock formations and other archaeological events are concerned. Matter is created directly from energy on a subconscious level. The matter is spontaneously and instantaneously created. As you know, or should know, this applies to the human physical form as well as to all other material. You are seen in slow motion when you think you see growth and decay as being properties of matter. Any material object is being constantly recreated according to a form that may appear rigid and fairly permanent. It is, however, the passing through of individualized, highly specialized psychic personality patterns. It is the passing through of these personality patterns within a certain field of organization that causes the appearance of both fairly rigid material, which then seems to change. Again, no particular material object exists long enough as an indivisible or rigid or identical thing to change or age. The energy behind it weakens. The physical pattern therefore blurs. Each recreation after a certain point becomes, from your standpoint, less perfect. And after many such complete recreations that have been completely unperceived by you, then you notice a difference and assume that a change in one object has occurred. The actual material that seems to make up the object has completely disappeared many times, and the pattern being completely filled again with new matter. I wanted to go on while I am getting this through, but will take pity on you both. Rodmo's break, 10:07. Jane was fully dissociated. I thought that already she showed signs of weariness, especially in her voice. She said that Seth was pushing her to the utmost, although she didn't know exactly what she meant when she said that. I believe that I, too, was in some kind of light trance state during this delivery, since I felt quite lethargic. Oddly enough, I found trying to write at a slow pace, matching Jane's delivery, more difficult than to proceed at the more rapid rate I am accustomed to. Jane resumed at the same slow searching matter at 10:15. Seth, there are laws that we will get into later, involving the strength or force of energy as it passes through various fields and is perceived in them. The energy itself does not weaken, however. It passes beyond and through. It fills forms, and as it passes, the forms seem to blur, as a wind will fill out the cells and then disappear. Again, growth and deterioration are what I will call appearances. They are, in other words, only apparent properties of physical material. Physical material has, in actuality, two main properties. It is spontaneous and instantaneous. No particular physical particle exists for any amount of time. It exists and disappears, and is instantaneously replaced by another. The third actual property of matter is what I will call pattern assumption. It assumes and flows within patterns. The existence of the patterns gives the illusions of permanence of matter that is highly misleading. There is so much to be said here, as it is also necessary to consider the ways in which physical material is constantly created, and to consider the role of the senses. This may seem like a sideline, but it is not. In the painting of a picture, you are actually forming new patterns through which energy can flow into material form. There are reasons, which I will discuss later, why the painting, that is the physical pattern of a painting, may seem to and often does exist longer than the man who paints it. No particular physical particle has any kind of durability. It constantly vanishes as such and is replaced. The pattern, which is filled by physical matter, is composed of course, psychic energy, and it continues like an afterimage, seeming to become weaker, as indeed it does, as it or the energy behind it passes beyond the field in which matter as you think of it is effective. Growth in living things, perceived as living organisms, does not involve the extension of a particular physical thing. I suggest you break. Break at 10:35. Jane was again fully dissociated. By now she was very tired. The session was really taking it out of her. At the same time, she thought the material very good. To my surprise, when she resumed dictation, she remained seated, something I do not recall her doing before. Her voice was very quiet. She sat quietly with her eyes closed for the most part. She spoke at a faster rate and did not appear to be searching or struggling for each word. Resume at 10:45. Seth, I am using up many of Rupert's resources, I am afraid. Nevertheless, I am doing so with good reason. This material should be as precisely put as possible, so that no misunderstandings can arise. The nature of matter is an extremely difficult sore point in your scientific circles. Incidentally, for the benefit of the record, as yet Rupert has read no books or information concerning the subject. This does not mean that he will not or should not. To the contrary, since we have a gestalt here, his conscious as well as subconscious grasp of information is important. We will take many leaps from it, and his familiarity with many subjects will actually help to make communication from me more automatic. Intellectually, for example, he will not be tempted to block me. The seed is not the flower, and the flower is not the fruit. The fruit is not the result of change in the seed. In each case, there are patterns to be filled. The pattern contains the material. Change that to data, for the physical material to follow. When you consider this information in connection with an inner psychic reality, then you will see its supreme logic. Rob notes, the above change that Seth made in mid-sentence is, to the best of my recall, the first he has ever so made. Jane was still sitting down as she spoke, facing me across our living room table. Seth, when you consider that behind all matter there is a conscious energy, then you will see where the pattern comes from. It is not the material that composes man that gives him his identity. No physical nerve structure or combination of purely chemical and material properties will ever result in consciousness. The consciousness gives meaning to the physical material. The physical material, it is true, makes the consciousness effective within a particular field. Growth does not involve one particular physical extension in terms of one thing that of itself is permanent enough in itself to expand. As individualized psychic energy approaches your particular field, it begins to express itself within that field to the best of its ability. Rob knows. Now Jane stood up. She began to pace and dictate as usual, and in so doing, she appeared to be refreshed. Seth, it constantly comes more and more into the field, focusing more of itself within it. You have a physical arrival and departure. As the energy approaches, it creates matter, first of all in a rather inadequate, almost plastic fashion. It continually recreates matter as it comes fully within what you call the physical plane. Then energy's construction into matter simply becomes more proficient and focused. But the fetus, then, is simply not the infant, and the infant is not the adult. I hope you realize that what we have here is value fulfillment of individualized portions of energy within the physical field through construction of this energy into matter. But the creation is continuous, like a beam, or rather an endless series of beams, at first weak as they are far off, then stronger, then weak again as they pass away. Matter, then, is of itself no more continuous, no more given either to growth or age, than is, say, the color yellow. I am very pleased with the manner in which this material has come through. Rupert is now more refreshed, and when a certain session begins to deplete him, I will help him out. Rob notes, true, Jane did look and sound much more energetic. Seth, nevertheless, I will close the session early, as it is certainly an excellent one. And we had finally begun to get near, but hardly into, the heart of the matter. That's a pun. I enjoy such sessions. I will not get into Rupert's immediate past life, since he would slam the door in my face right now. Rupert is now safely past his upset. You will both be on the upgrade, though you have been now for quite a while, Joseph, and you will, I imagine, discover a resulting dimension in your experiences with psychological time. I do, incidentally, consider rather frequent consultation with the pendulum on personal matters. Rupert will not block personal data always in our sessions, I mean that. He will grow more trusting with me in this respect. In the meantime, the pendulum should prove excellent. I really do regret saying good evening. I am particularly close to you both this evening. When possible, I will endeavor to close our sessions before 11:30 for practical reasons, so that while you are learning to draw upon additional energy, you will not be tired the following day. A time will come when it will not bother you in any case. Rob notes, good night, Seth. End at 11:22. Jane was dissociated as usual. Although tired, she felt much better. Pleasantly relaxed, she said, as one might be after a long swim. When she stood up again while talking, she felt very relaxed. Also, I had no discomfort at all in my writing hand.